Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Ellis, and I am an assistant professor of biology here at HBU. And I started at HBU in 2014, and I came here by way of Texas A&M and Sam Houston State. And I'm from near here, I'm from Pasadena, so I knew about HBU, and I really wanted to be a part of the faculty here because it's about the teaching, it's about the students. It's an opportunity to share my faith with not only my students, but my colleagues. And so it's just been a wonderful opportunity to be here. I am involved in a variety of things across campus. I am a athletic compliance officer now and an athletic advisor. And so I love sports and I love hearing all the great things our Huskies are doing out there. I'm also part of the first year seminar and the first year experience committees. And so helping our freshmen get adjusted to campus and just learn what it means to be a college student and what it means to be a college student at HBU. So I really enjoy that. I also chair our institutional review board, which oversees all of the human research on campus. And so if you end up doing any human surveys and research for your upper level classes or as part of our graduate school, and then I oversee that and make sure that we're compliant. And then what else do? I play intramural volleyball. I run the social media for HBU Biology. So anything on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, that's usually me or some of my colleagues, and I coordinate that. I am active in my church. I sing in the choir. I play the clarinet in our ensemble sometimes. I just like to get involved. And so I've done that both at my church and I've done that here at HBU. And it's always felt like family here. And I want to make sure we keep that family feel.
It's so cool to meet you. And you have such a combination of contributions to HBU. I mean, it's really amazing to hear it. So let's pick up with athletics. I mean, tell us, you know, the enthusiasm you have for athletics, where it came from, and what athletic sports. We have 17 Division I sports at HBU. Which ones are you involved with?
So my enthusiasm for sports came from an early age, watching the Houston Rockets with my grandma and my dad. And I grew up whenever it was the Akeem, the Dream, and the back-to-back championships, and that was awesome. And so I played basketball, I played volleyball, I played tennis growing up, and I still play some of that as pickup games. I've been pretty involved with women's basketball at HBU. I've been a guest coach a few times. I've had students in my class. And so I love basketball is probably one of my favorites to watch. And so I've been involved with that. I've been a guest coach for volleyball. I help with recruiting as well. So when we have potential Huskies coming either to campus or on Zoom, I help interview them if they're biology or BCNB majors. And football I've watched. We would throw out the towels and such. We used to do that with our Tri Beta organization that I co-sponsor. And so we'd go to the games and do that. And I'll watch just about anything, but probably basketball and football are my top faves.
Well, that makes total sense. Now, you work in the first year experience for students at HBU, freshman year in a university. Is a different thing, as we know. So tell us, what are your observations and how do we come alongside students at HBU so that they succeed and survive?
It's a great question. And it's, as a first-gen student myself, I kind of can put myself in the role of a lot of our students that are first-gen. And even those that aren't, it's, to me, the keys are about having time management, having a routine. So if you're not good at time management, if you're one of those that forgets deadlines, you need to get a routine. You need to have a time where, okay, this is going to be my biology course study time, and then I'm going to do psychology, and just get in that routine. Have some discipline in that regard, because college is there's some more freedom than you would have in high school. There's time freedom and there's flexibility, and so it's, you have to stay on top of things yourself. As a faculty, as somebody that teaches a lot of freshman classes, I do try to remind my students and use the various platforms we have to do that. But if you're not checking your email, then how are you going to see that reminder if you're not coming to class? And so that's one of the key things, is at least I like to have a routine. I like to know what I'm going to do each day and carve out that time. And don't be afraid to ask those questions. You know, it's better to hear from students and hear questions about assignments or content, or I just couldn't get it done. I need your help. I need to figure out how to do this. Because if we don't hear from you, then we don't know that you need the help. And so I think that's one of the other barriers, is not being afraid to ask for help. And we're using our quality enhancement program, our QEP, which I'm a part of as well. We're actually trying to get some of the learning strategies in the, there is some time management and such that's a part of that discussion in first year seminar, but really trying to get the ground running in the first year, you know, try to make sure you're successful that first year, you know how to study, you know that you have to study, you know there's an exam coming, kinds of scenarios.
Talk to us about your educational pedigree. I mean, it's, you have quite a distinction in, and by, I will say that in all the areas that you do, you're professor of biology in the College of Science and Engineering. So we're really graced to have you at HBU. Tell us about your academic background.
Thank you, sir. I started at Sam Houston State as an undergrad. I wanted a small school. I was a computer science major at first and biology minor. I did end up flipping those about halfway through, but I was part of the Honors College there, which is run a little differently than our Honors College here, but it was still a good experience. It was a nice cohort. I've always loved school, and I've always just liked to learn new things. And so I decided to go to graduate school toward the end of my undergraduate career because I wanted to teach. I didn't know where exactly yet, but I knew that was probably going to be my profession. God kept giving me Sunday schools to teach and tutoring to do. And so I kept feeling that's where I was going. And so I applied to a few different schools. I had never, I didn't consider A&M as an undergrad because it was so huge. You know, it's a great school, but it's huge. And I didn't want that. But as a graduate program, it was great. And I didn't know what I really wanted to do my PhD in terms of what kind of research for biology. And so it was also good because I had a lot of options. There's a lot of different programs there. And so when they do an orientation kind of before school starts that first year, and we got to meet the professors, and there was one that she was doing fruit fly research, which is what I do. And because I liked that idea because it's something cheap and easy. We can have the flies on campus. It's a relatively cheap and simple experiment. And so I was intrigued by that to learn more about how to do the fly research. And more importantly, at least what I, from my experience and what I would tell prospective graduate students, is she was an advocate for me. You know, she was one of those that I knew I could talk to. She was one that listened to what I wanted to do. She knew what my career path was potentially going to be. And we just meshed well. And so I did my graduate work. We got to go give talks. We went to Belgium and gave a poster presentation one summer, or one spring maybe. And we did other national presentations, posters, and it was a good experience. I didn't have any research experience going into graduate school. And so I actually started as a master's student and then jumped from the master's, skipped that, and just went to the PhD. Some schools let you do that, some don't. And so I didn't have any research experience. I learned it as I went. I took some classes. And so it was very enjoyable. I knew I didn't want to run a research lab as a career. That wasn't my goal. But she let me do a lot of teaching opportunities. when I graduated from my PhD, I moved over to the entomology department and did a postdoc. And part of that was I was still applying for teaching jobs as well. And just like other jobs, you want to have some experience. And so it's hard to get the teaching experience where you're doing your own class. You do all the labs, you do a graduate teaching, but it's not the same. So I did a postdoc and he allowed me to also work part-time at Blinn College. And so I was an adjunct there. And so that I was starting to get that experience. I did fly research, but I did a different topic. And so I was able to kind of expand what I could bring to my classroom now. And I also was able to do a actual class at A&M. So I had two postdoc advisors and one of them was going on sabbatical and he was teaching an insect physiology class. And so I actually got to teach that. And so that was a junior level college, like 4-year college class that I got to run by myself. And all of that helped get me to HBU when the spots opened up and I could apply. I now had that experience. I also was a lab instructor for anatomy and physiology full-time when the postdoc, the grant ran out. I went over and did that back in biology. And so that also helped because I teach a lot of anatomy and physiology here too.
That sounds really awesome. Now, as associate professor of biology in the College of Science and Engineering, you know, we often have parents and grandparents who see their undergraduate enroll at HBU, and they ask, what kind of jobs can my son or daughter get with a degree in this area? So give us an idea of the smorgasbord of jobs that kind of emanate out of the College of Science and Engineering.
Certainly. There's a lot of options. Of course, research and teaching are the two popular or more commonly thought of jobs. We have students that go on into the medical track, med schools and such. We have a lot that will be research technicians while they're either waiting to apply to med school or grad school or just figuring out what they want to do. Pharmacy techs. You can, I tell students to also think outside the box. At HBU, they take different core classes. They're going to take their speech and psychology and all of that. And so you can segue into like genetic counseling. You can also, if you enjoy the science, but you're really good at the business side of things and you really liked maybe your business classes or you're great at networking with people, you can go into the sales sides of things. So companies will go around, especially to graduates, large graduate labs and such, and try to sell their biotech, their kits that they use, all of the different machinery and such as that. So if you know the science, you're kind of like a science salesman, if you want. And so for some people, they enjoy that side of it, you know, the business side of things, starting their own tech companies. We've had a few alumni that have come back recently and talked to our students and they've started their own businesses. They've started screening. One of them is doing a COVID screening type kit and there's some others. And so there's a lot of things you can do. We have some that like the art side of things. And so you could illustrate textbooks. You can edit textbooks. If you're one of those that really likes the English sides of things and literature, you can write textbooks, you can edit those, you can do manuals. So all of the kits and all the technology that we use, they all come with manuals. Just like when you go buy your new phone or your new VCR, which nobody has anymore. So let's say DVRs and such, you can use those too. And so it just really depends on what you want to do. We have a lot that come in wanting to do medicine and a lot of them do. But if you find out that's not why you like biology, there's lots of other things. I know of one student that went to law school. And so she is wanting to do like policy law for medical. So all the medical ethics, all of the privacy things, all of that, that's what she wanted to do. So she's combining her love of science and law.
Very good. You know, Dr. Ellis, you mentioned a word early on that I've heard. This is my 204th podcast with HBU. So I hear a lot of things, but you used a very interesting word that I've heard more than any other single word of all our guests describing HBU, and they've all used independently of one another the word family. Mm-hmm. They said, this place feels like a family. People care about me. Can you just tell us from, you know, your experience at HBU, why that word, you know, you don't often use that word. And that word has a lot of endearment. Mm-hmm. And I found a long time ago, speaking to young people, nothing will move young people like speaking on the family, regardless what the situation is, whether stable or unstable, the home they may be in, because it wires us, you know. What's your perspective on why HBU is described as a family and this thing of personal attention and concern and care?
I think it stems from the fact that I think we all feel that we're at HBU because God wants us to be there in terms of faculty and staff, and even a lot of our students as well. But in terms of faculty and staff, I feel like we're all working toward the same goal. Now that's going to look differently from what you do in your role and what I do in mine, but, and so especially somewhere as well where I can also focus on the teaching a lot. I can focus on the classroom and the students. And so when I started at HBU and in the biology department, everybody was helpful. You know, everybody was checking in on things, making sure I knew where this was turned in at and how to use this platform, and oh, here's where we're going to go for this meeting. Like, it was just, everybody's got the same goal. Everybody's got the same feel that they're there for God's purpose of helping these students. And so I really think that's the main thing. And then it permeates because we are a smaller campus. I see my students. I will see students that I don't even have in class, and I will see them hanging around, and they want to talk. They'll catch up on things. We can talk about coursework and content, or we can talk about sports, and we can talk about movies and other things. And so I think that the nature of the size of the campus and the fact that that's our focus as faculty and staff are the students, I think that lends itself very much to this idea of family and this idea of we're all bringing each other along. You know, it's there's no competition. There's no, I'm not trying to do something better than they did. I want to learn. If they did it well, help me, teach me, get me there. And so I really think it's those two main things.
That's really good. Now, Dr. Ellis, would you just take a moment and prospective students that may be watching, or their parents or grandparents who are helping finance or carrying the load with them, Why should HBU be their choice for a university?
There's a lot of reasons why. I think the fact that, as I said, we are a family. We are here for the students. We get to know our students. We have great programs. So in our College of Science and Engineering and in biology, we have outstanding scores on exit exams. We are teaching the students what they're going to need to know for med school, grad school, whatever they choose. We're very purposeful driven in terms of our curriculum and what we want to teach the students. I think that you do have that family feel. There are some great schools that are bigger, of course. And here, though, especially for the students, if you're wanting to do something like med school, grad school, if you're wanting to stand out on your resume after you leave here, you have so many opportunities. People get to know you, you get great references, but there's a lot of student organizations, there's a lot of leadership opportunities, and varied, not just in academics, but in the student government, in the student programming boards, in things like FYS, where we have peer mentors that work with the underclassmen. So there's just a lot of opportunities, and I know you have those at other schools, but the fact that, yet again, I have students that I've never even had in class, but because of what they've done with Tri Beta or because of what they've done with FYS, I know who they are as a person, and I can write them a very strong letter of recommendation because of that. You know, you get that. You're not just a fish in a huge pond, you know?
Hey, that, you know, there's nothing, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And both you and I realize that in a very increasingly impersonal tech-driven world, nothing takes the place of caring for somebody and helping them along the journey. We've been talking to Dr. Lisa Ellis. She's the Associate Professor of Biology in the College of Science and Engineering. She teaches a variety of biology courses, and she's actively involved, as you've heard, in the campus in admissions and athletics, first year experience, FYS, QEP, quality enhancement, and TRIO, and of course the Institutional Review Board. And we're just so grateful for you, Dr. Ellis. What a gift you are to HBU. Everybody just sings your praises, and I can see why. And we want to encourage you to make HBU your home. There's an opportunity for you to talk to people about what it takes to get enrolled, hbu.edu/admissions, or talk to somebody on the phone in person, 281-649-3211. Don't forget our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, or 281-649-3269. And I know that Dr. Ellis and I would both say thank you to the men and women who give financially to make HBU's dream happen. And you can give online during this post-pandemic world. HBU, with great resiliency, has just been powering right ahead, record-setting growth, and it's because of men and women that have stood behind this school with their financial gifts. You can give online, hbuonline.com, or call with a secure credit card at 855-428-1960. We're just so grateful to you for being with us, Dr. Ellis, and just keep on cheering at the games, and we'll probably be a few rows behind you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Go Huskies.
Dogs up.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.